Margin the Tikwa Jambo San, Jojo, the Tokyo Pomanda Tan December.
So, and as Rinpoche has wished before, he all asks us to give rise to Bodhicitta, the Supreme Mind directed towards enlightenment.
Tene Kasang Gayan Tru, Namja Jui Mani, Kasang Mobiton, the Jui Tun Shi, Sempare, Tren, Tanda.
So, Rinpoche continues his explanation of the Chulama, Mahayana Uttaratantra Shastra, and in that on the fourth chapter, which where the Buddha nature is presented under 10 topics, and of those, Rinpoche has yesterday explained what is to be understood by the essence and the cause, and he will now continue today with the next two points, which are the fruit and the function.
Tele tango Jebu tang lejitun Tumung the tembane.
And out of these, then with the following verse, fruit and function are explained together.
Tanda de tang pa niji Yuntin par simbande. Donga yin yung ketopa Dunta member lejinu shisabasa.
Of the qualities, purity, self, happiness, and permanence, weariness of suffering, longing to attain peace, and devotion towards this aim are the function.
Tambadang Da Tambadang Deva Tambadang Takwa Tamba Niji Yuntin De Yuntin Ye Paradu Sembate Devi Chevar.
So the absolute expense, or in other words, the absolute truth, the Buddha nature, has four qualities, and these are called one can say true purity, true self, true happiness, and true permanence. And these qualities are ultimately perfected, and these therefore this is described as the fruit. And Rinpoche will explain at a later stage what is to be understood by these four qualities.
Tene sele che tonte korva donga le yin jong hin kova la choba che wa tang hewa nyang yin len de pa topar de pa tang mwen pa sele che sele.
And the function of this absolute nature that every sentient being has within is that weariness with suffering arises, that so to speak disgust with all this suffering arises, and that the wish arises to attain peace, following that Buddha nature is present within all beings. If this was not the case, this kind of longing and this kind of disgust with samsara would not arise.
Tambo, Thompson David, don't la Saji Devatana Saji Sum Yabale Panza Sinjalo Ponsone Dedan Den and Dodono Chujukola Sinjalo Number Yillet Dopa Yinbir up to 7 inches or
so. So now the fruit is explained in a bit more detail and in three parts. And the first is the description in which way everything that is wrong or incorrect or does not correspond to truth is to be given up in order to attain the fruit. And this verse reads, shortly speaking, The fruit of these purifying causes is fully divided into the remedies for the antidotes, which in their turn counteract the four aspects of wrong beliefs with regard to the Dharmakaya.
So what
is understood by this is that the ordinary beings, which can also call in terms of their lack of understanding, the children, then they hold four wrong beliefs with regard to the Dharmakaya, in that they cling to, or they are, have a fixation to purity, to the existence of a self, to happiness, and to permanence. And so in order to reverse these wrong beliefs, then in the Sravaka tradition, one meditates as an antidote against this kind of fixation or belief. One meditates on impurity of the body, on the absence or non-existence of a self, on suffering of samsara, and on impermanence. But then again, this does not totally correspond to the ultimate fruit. And then though there are four remedies again against these antidotes used by the Sravakas, and these bring about the perfected qualities of the fruit.
Tene pambe panza sinje lo ye pambe dev chetar tapat chone
and then the next section describes the way in which the fourfold fruit is attained by abandoning these four wrong beliefs.
Tene rangin taksar tam pakcha pansar samayin. Dadan dami truba ta nyevar kevar tambada. Yeji rangin pungpo tam tejo loksar devayin. Korba tangne nyangin de nyamba nyendo toksar ta kisarosan.
This Dharmakaya is purity, since it is by nature pure, and since even the remaining imprints have been eliminated. It is true self, since the conceptual elaboration in terms of self and non-self has been completely pacified. It is happiness, since even the skandhas, which are of a mental nature, and their causes, have been reversed. It is permanent, since samsara and nirvana have been realized to be the same. It's possible that this is not in your text, but I just kind of have to regret this very much. I quite obviously, when copying the verses out into a different file, I made a mistake. So that will be corrected.
Tena rangin taksar tam. Deva sanje chuka tene chuchin. Sangwa tamba parudu simba yinde. Ngo rangin je duni yunso nambar takpa setam. Yangna deva nangin sen. Ki yin tsini ngo rangin je duni yunso takpa setam. Chepar jinsini lower jitama pacha than chepa malupa pambisel. Tinsig nere Dordona more ranginje doni number tapa kanke lower jitama pacha than chepa pambe ten tek niam, jun ten nije, deva sanje ju koteni, sanje chu ju koteni, sama tamba par de semba tamba.
And so to put this into a logical argument, and that is the first, which says that the Dharmakaya of the Buddha is the perfection of purity. And there are two reasons. So Rinpoche said, given the Dharmakaya of the Buddha, it is the perfection of purity, since on one hand, it has the general characteristic of being by nature utterly pure since beginning this time, since the very beginning, and then since there is a specific characteristic in that all the adventitious stains, along with all the karmic imprints, have been totally removed or eliminated. And so to put that simply, Rinpoche said, so on one hand, the Dharmakaya of the Buddha has always been totally, utterly pure, and has gained a second type of purity in that all the adventitious stains which covered it are totally eliminated, and for these two reasons, it is the perfection of purity.
The junse kanyi nyana, sirje nelo dirhi nyingbo tenyi, lower trima sepe kapso takpa nyidenji chukare, takpa nyite, dekhi nyu semje nelo dekhi nyu bu tini tini mo yini number ta pare mo yini number ta pa yini tema me ba teme le ba ma yo pa tang bu ni mo la chung cha ni me ba yin ba che na rangi ji number ta pare tini nye bu to de lo bu tro pa tema se pa ka so lo bu tra tra de san ji to pare ti jung chin la tin de
So, at the time when the way the mind truly exists, or the nature of the mind, or the Tathagata Gama, the Buddha nature, has been totally purified from all the adventitious stains, from all pollution, from everything that is not pure, then at that time it is called the Dharmakaya of the Buddha, in that there is twofold purity. So the nature of the mind as such is, since beginningless time, it is totally pure and never touched by any stain or pollution. But it has been covered by adventitious stains which had to be removed. And when this process is totally completed, then a second type of purity is achieved in terms of total purification. And so Dharmakaya is to be understood as the nature of the mind when it has these two types of purity. And then it is also said to have the quality of the perfection of purity or utter purity, since there is not the slightest fault or the slightest stain left.
La parpa la tsangzin yore, nintu je tsangzin te ye nyenpo lu ma tsangpa gombare. Tene, tanda, nelok dekhi nyenpo te tsang ma tsangpa talen debare. Debo chuko, ngondu chirpe kapso, ten takpa nyidan tenpe sena, tsang ma tsangjin talen debare teni, thar simba ngondu chirpe.
And so when one says that the Dharmakaya constitutes the perfection of purity, this means that it is beyond both purity and impurity. So ordinary beings cling or are fixated to purity, to the concept of purity. This is reversed. This kind of fixation is reversed by the antidote applied by the Shravakas, meditating on the impurity of the body. But then the true nature of the mind, when it is revealed or manifest, is totally beyond any concept of purity or impurity. And in so far, it is the perfection of purity. So then, Kunmuchi will explain the second two lines which are not there, so I read once again. This is, it is true self, since the conceptual elaboration in terms of self and non-self has been completely pacified.
Tene tangbu te kapsa tene rangin taksa tene siri tete tanda chuchin rin debu chuchiko tenpare tene sechute nipala jago tene chuchin sechute debu chuchiko tene chuchin. That number you end in the part of the Simba Yinte, that and Zimbit Trupa Tang, that Maper and Zimbit Trupa Nika never hears it.
So, to put this into a logical argument, one can say the fruit, which is the Dharmakaya of the Buddha, is the perfection of true self, since both the conceptual elaboration in terms of the belief in the existence of the self and the conceptual elaboration in terms of the belief in the non-existence of the self have been completely pacified.
Teya tunta da jana sarur matik pe matik pala dag tupa yore da ke lingri dag tupa yore tene nyintu namla da mepe tupa yore da te nyebo da mepe tupa da mepe zimba yore. That thick by Jim Lola, Matik the Killing, the Dug Truba, Tang Yin, two gender, but damn, maybe Truba, never he ever said no. Then he, that damage you Truba, never he ever, then he la, Tambat Dug Tanism.
So to put that easy, then one can say all the many different adherence to non-Buddhist schools, so there are many who hold the belief in the true existence of a self and are fixated to this concept, and this is reversed by the Sravakas by trying to understand the non-existence of a self, but then again the adherents of the Sravaka tradition believe in the non-existence of a self and have the fixation to that concept. And so then in the Mahayana tradition, one holds the view that actual state is totally beyond both these conceptual elaborations, either holding the belief of a self or being fixated to the idea a self does not exist. And in that, then the fruit in the Mahayana tradition is viewed as being the imperfection of true self.
The name Matebanam is Tambat Da Kalingare. They come to Tambat Da, the Kaheka Tambat Da, the Tix on the Tina, Chipari Samurai, Chipamari. They come to Dad and Dummy, the Truba, never here. Dad and Dummy, Truba, never here, Tambat Da said. Dad and Dame, but Truba, never Hibala, Hibala, Tambat Da, Tani, Tamba, the Yabo Hako.
And so,
Rinuchi
says, in this context, some. Tirthikas, whatever you want to say, non-Buddhist philosophers, they use this term, true self, to denote an actually existing self. And so the term would be the same. But when in this context it is spoken of true self, then what is meant is that this is a state in which the conceptual elaboration or the concept of an existing self and the concept of the non-existence of the self both have been totally completely pacified, and that is then called true self. So the similarity or the of terms, one should not think this is the same, that is different.
Mete be da ke le ba te tak pa yin ba chik pu yin ba rawang chin yin ba so da che chu so mi yo ba ta che chu nga yo ba ten da wo feeling.
And those who speak of true self in terms of the existence of a self believe that there is a self which is permanent, which is independent, and self-powered, maybe one can say.
Yang sabapu yinpa sepapu mayinpa sekendo. Sabapu sejite dat induyun la long kyopa pori sagare. Ina yang sepapu mare. Date. Sabapu.
Sabapu.
Long kyopapu. Do you know the long paper? Sabapore, sepapomare, sepate tene hendilo la conjo killing, sepapomare, sabapore.
And so there also is a belief in the Hindu tradition, I think, from which is said that there is the belief in a self which, so to speak, experiences, if I've understood that rightly, experiences the sense objects, but would not be, so to speak, something which does things. Is that right? Creates things.
The Srirpe da chichu sumti ngatin la soba de jiso omanjopa la tsaru tsik yore tsatsik titi ni jiso kiri sarpozo.
How many?
Omanjopa. Chichu sumti ngata ngatin tsang tsang chichu som tsang tsang ngay kiri. Da te kande yore. Takpa chikpa rawan kien sumti ngawa. Chichu som yoba, chichu ngay yoba. Tumbe kiri. Te omanjopa la long tang yore. Te tsike.
And Rinpoche says, so at a later stage, he will explain in more detail what kinds of belief in a self there are. This is explained in detail in Yumala Jukpa and Madhyamaka Vatara. And so then he will explain it by means of this text. So there are a self in terms of three features, five features, and so forth.
Dava trapa jagrabare, any Koran, so Hindu came into so Kare, da Kande killing and the consul Yapoha Sarpo. Maravi.
Chandra Kirti. So then the author of this text is Chandra Kirti, and he has used many, he's refuted his Hindu beliefs very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
What? Because he was what? He was an Indian himself.
Jaga bare, jaga ke apu shikendo, konsa matek patso, tan ke cha hai, keta kye tukubo. Natsu hindi ke maki, keta kye tukubo.
So he knew their language and was able to kind of talk with them and refute all this very well.
Ye jaran yin pongpo tan teju loksar deva yin.
So the next two lines of this verse, and I read them a bit slowly, it is happiness, since even the skandhas, which are of a mental nature, and their causes have been reversed.
Sama tampa kapsa tene sijiti tsete makur kubre. Tene chuchin. Te karre chuko deva sanje chuchikore. Tene chuchin. Deva sanje chuchiko tene chuchin. Deva tampa yundi je parita simba yindi. Ye jirang yinchin je pungpo tang. Kunjong tata pampe ti jo marek parcha je sayi nyomong batang. Sakpa mepa le tam je lo jen sepa se.
And so, if this is put into a logical argument, then given the fruit, the Dharmakaya of the Buddha, it is true happiness, since even the very subtle skandhas, in terms of a body, of a mental nature, have been completely reversed, and that now these skandhas are due to what is called the mental poisons, which consist of the remaining imprints of ignorance, very subtle kind of impurities, and which lead to this kind of skandha of the body, which is of a mental nature. And so also these kind of impurities have been totally abandoned or reversed, and therefore the
Dharmakaya
is the perfection
of true happiness.
And to put this very short, Rinpoche said, then since in this stage all the afflictions, all the mental poisons, along with all the karmic imprints of these mental poisons have been totally exhausted and are totally gone, then for that reason the Dhammakaya is said to be the perfection of happiness.
Nyamonga wanga deva lanjurva zogre, leje wanga jurva zogre, sakyeje deva yona yang, then deva tamba yomare.
And of course, then when there are no more afflictions or mental poisons, which are the causes of karma, then also there is no more karma. And Rinpoche said, as long as there is karma and the mental poisons, then there is no true happiness to experience. Sometimes one experiences happiness, this will easily change into its contrary, and it will always change, it will not be stable. So as long as this normal happiness, which is accompanied by pollution, is experienced, this is not true or real happiness.
If
we look on ourselves, she said, if we are in a state where the body does have no discomfort, where our mind is happy, where we are not we are not exposed to any enemy, we are just surrounded by friends, so we are feeling quite happy. Then just a moment later some anger could come up and everything is finished in a second.
Teta vinne kapje sakye chi deva chi yuna, yang yinda lan chado chi chi na, chado ka sempo de deva chi nyang ru.
And as long as we have this kind of mind that experiences happiness, which is flawed by pollution, so that, for example, even when we are happy, we would still kind of seeing somebody else having a bit more give rise to jealousy and similar things, there will be no true happiness. And the same is true when one is filled with great pride and does not have respect for other beings. Then one's happiness will quickly deteriorate. No, what? that way it makes more sense. Yeah. And one is not enough respected by other beings, then one's happiness will quickly deteriorate. And so in many ways this can be shown that this kind of happiness flawed by pollution and not, which is not pure, then will easily kind of go down. And then again, on top of that, although this happiness as such is not so great, then we tend to have this belief in its true existence and we have the clinging to this happiness and want to keep it. And since then out of that there comes the strong fear and apprehension of it, of this happiness, that this happiness could change and go away. So in short, the root of happiness going away or deteriorating or getting lost is the clinging to the existence of a self or the belief in the existence of a self. And
Mokaki, Te, Dola, Sopo, Jibo, you, Temela, no longer say, Oboja, don't I know what? The Pemzi, Gaben Pang, Josie, the Great Zondo. How goes on?
And another way how happiness is so changeable is that Rumuchi said, as long as there's this clinging, then maybe a person has acted in a virtuous way and has collected virtuous karma, and therefore, and later on, has done unvirtuous or evil things, then such a person may be born as a human being and for some time in his or her life have no physical illness and happiness of mind and everything is nice. But then, when the fruit of this positive deeds or action is, so to speak, has been used up, has been experienced, then the fruit of the negative action will come up and all this happiness will change.
Yang Pemzi Dekpen Pang Zuzi Gebe Zobare Tangbo Mokaki Ulpu Palati Ava Ama Ulpu Yimba Ulpu Palati Rama Ulpundo Te Ulpu Yova Te Tiawangama Tene Jimba Matangba Yinji Jose Tropa Tembil Tengre Tene Jesu Sukochang Jesu Sukocha Gepocha to Sukochang Ten Rabu Yena Tangbo Pemzi Dekpen Pangare Zuzi Gebe Zobare Kake, Mokake, Tambo, or Boyo, Jesus Supochari, Supocha. Rich people.
Oh,
the rich people.
So,
poor people.
And also,
people.
It can often be seen, which is said, that somebody is at one point in his or her life very rich and then loses all the riches and is very poor. And that would be the fact that first there has been the experience of virtuous action and later the experience of the contrary. And the other is the way around is also true. Somebody can be born in very poor conditions and have a lot of difficulties and later get rich. Then this would be due to first experiencing the fruit of negative actions and later the fruit of positive actions.
Yeah,
of having being poor then would be the fruit of not having been generous to other people and having stolen their wealth.
Then there are Disneyland.
Disneyland?
Mm.
Yes.
They put the Tambo Opo Yere, Sequal of John Cabs Opo Kale Capo Yere, Jima Remonte Cosa Pochas one. But then down there. Say Hakovi. Ah. Say Carre, this.
Oh, he himself, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Which is a sign that formerly he was not generous with others. Then later, due to his talents in drawing, he got very rich due to the fact that later, after his stinginess, he was generous with people.
Then Rabbi Kheta Tilende, he perhaps attended our Mambushia.
And this kind of connection of karma in terms of action and results, and very many examples.
Tangbo Chung Chung, Tangbo Rang Supo Chagre, Jisu Oko Yenda Gantho Na, Jewangama Non-Tropa Tare. Marve.
Larry.
Yenda.
I think what Rinpoche said is a bit again that somebody may be very poor first, which is a sign, or very rich, sorry, which is a sign that he was generous and helped other beings, and then later loses whatever he has and is poor, which is then the sign of the fruit coming up of having stolen wealth or taking what belongs to us.
Dini jetang urpa de supo de leka la ra le pa tang le la ra le pa he chun ni er nam pa lo la le la ra le pa re yang le tang leka ni ka la ra le pa le la ra le pa re leka jam ne leka ya pu yong wa te le la ra le pa ni ka la ra le pa leka ja leka te ya pu yong supo zo to pa te yang le la ra le pa Leka zoya teya lela ra lepa.
So there are two views on the causes for poverty and richness. And Rinpoche says some believe that this depends on the work one does. And Buddhists say this is dependent upon karma. Of course, it also depends a bit on the work one does. But then again, what kind of work one acquires and how well one is able to do it is again, so to speak, due to karma.
Tene ranga lomba yenda ganto sona te karese te yang le la ra le. Jewa ngama. Lomba lomba ranga lomba. Lomba akura.
Lomba.
Lomba antho ne yang jewa saman to gudu. Ma che ke lomba yenda ganto na te karere kunjo ke che pare. Jo me pa che me pare. Karere se na. Te le re jewa ngama. Lomba antho na che ndere re yang yenda ganto gudu. Akusuma. Lomba antho.
The same is true for the country one lives in. So if or one's what do you say? Yeah, it's true for the country one lives in. If one has to leave it, so that is also true due to karma.
Kini nampa tu sanatanya la rangi lumba di jeda katuo na oh jawa nama ngaya panto yero. Ti le jenna par me pare sam go ve re 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 mone re
and Rinpoche said so some Buddhist people who
re re te nam pa sam
na leave their country had to flee from their country then they think oh this is my karma this is due to the fact that formerly I have forsaken my father
then nga rang che wa nga ma yin da ge long ban tho ye re ti nam me re ta le che Lete number member say no great sum, Gabuzo. Gabuzuko. Nami se barako.
And they also think then, so that this kind of thing may not happen again to them, then they have to be, they have to correct this. I think he said they have to be very kind to people who had this kind of fate. And that's
true, but also true that this does not ripen in the future anymore.
And the last two lines, then it's plain, the fourth quality which is permanence, and they say it is permanent since samsara and nirvana have been realized to be the same.
Takpa tambe yun ting ki paru di simba yin de konde nyamba nye de tokpe se.
And so to put this into a logical argument, then the commentary just says this refers to the fruit, the Dharmakaya of the Buddha. It is the perfection of true permanence since samsara and nirvana have been realized to be the same. Or the equality of samsara and nirvana
has been realized. Kunde nyamba nye to tokpe tenche ki sanje chu jukko tenye takwa tambe paru to simba tembara.
put it the other way around, due to the fact that the equality of samsara and nirvana has been realized, then the Dharmakaya of the Buddha, which is the fruit, can be said to be the perfection of permanence.
Yes.
So, well, they can't fit.
So the third one is
describes the way in which through the attainment of the fruit one is liberated from the two extremes. So this verse is there again in your paper.
Daksi malu hirati jete dad sipa dad yemba dad chakpati
lumasum. That discriminative wisdom has cut all self-cherishing without exception, yet cherishing beings, those of compassionate love, will not attain the state of mere peace. Thus relying on understanding and compassionate love, the means to enlightenment, the noble ones will neither abide in samsara nor in a limited nirvana.
Banyar tan kiepa malupa, teni dami topi hirap ye tsavani ki te pambesedo, de kin pa yin de sipentar
lomamal. So, since someone who has reached the bodhisattva levels, or in other words, a noble one, has totally abandoned all the clinging. Or cherishing or attachment, which consists of taking the skandhas or one's own body, what one is as a self, together with all the latent tendencies of that kind of fixation or belief, they've abandoned that totally by means of their discriminative wisdom, and then due to that they do not fall into the extreme of existence, as is true for beings dominated by great desire.
Do you think that you are Kovala Jiva Meba, Tapa Tondo Jilu Meba, Tende Devo, Tende Deji Tobia Konala, Tende Deji Konala Yen, do you think that you are?
And in Tibetan, this is called a Duchenpa, someone of great desire. So one calls beings like that who do not have the slightest disgust with samsara, who are not and who do not strive or wish for liberation, and who think that this existence is, so to speak, a state of happiness and is desirable.
Then do you la long tian yang pick by chimbi lola do you do you nam Milam Juma Tavo? Hina didn't do it in Bachagna.
If one enjoys the sense pleasures, but at the same time knows or understands that they are insubstantial like dream appearances, then one is not someone dominated by great desire. And that is a bit different. So in the tradition, in Sravaka tradition, for example, one would of course experience the sense pleasures but not enjoy them too much, but rather kind of see that they're in fact suffering and then dunga
mata pata dunga dikhiba
and one understands that they actually constitute suffering and that they are impermanent and do not truly exist, and so one does not, that in that way one tries not to enjoy the sense pleasures too much and gives up the attachment to them.
Then it takes by Timber Lowland, do you want to hear about it? Do you, Joma Malam Tava, Hippocratic?
And in the Mahayana tradition, then one experiences the pleasures of the senses or agreeable sense objects in the light of the understanding that they are like an illusion or like a dream appearance.
Yang dami ni jitawa tingri, do you want to hear?
In the Mahayana tradition, one, so to speak, experiences sense objects or tries to do that on the basis of the understanding or the vision of the two absences of self, of both individual and phenomena. So, like, one tries to experience this agreeable sense objects in the light of the understanding that the one, the experiencer, does not exist in terms of the self, that is the absence of the self of an individual, and that also the objects to be experienced do not exist as a self, but are empty in that they do not exist as a self. That's the absence of a self of phenomena, and then one tries to experience this in the light of this understanding of twofold absence of self.
Gelong dan gelong mandawina, Sertang, Mortang, Dorje Palan la sopa, Lang, Jenda Gate, and a Lang Chogamare. Kanyis and a Langna, Tene Langna, Doyuna, Teta Langna, Rankin, Yumon Pekere, Lang Chogamare. Take by Temple Lola, Ser, Mor, Dorje Palam, Yonder, Tendrao, Sancho Sambala Pena, Malangna Ton Yongre, Te Lang Te. Tene, same thing, Urpo Nyan Takpala Sopata, ten but the same thing is on the tongue. Malana, Tene said, Tangwata, Dorje Palam, Brava Pujunda, Sempangre, Tene, Junda, said Tangwata, Dorje Palam, so gave a tongue to Mare, Malana Toma Jungle, Nintil, Lang Toma Jungle. Take quite a below the lung, said more Dorje Palam, Tene, second treating tongue. Then Dorje Palam Tazo Chala Jatini, then Jesus Jeva Babadins.
So, and there are differences. Teach about you. The Buddha said, so if one, in the Shravaka tradition, and especially if one is a monk or a nun, it would not be correct to accept gifts of silver, gold, or diamond, or similar things, because it is viewed that if such a person accepts these things, then it will just serve their virtue going down, so to speak. But then in the Mahayana tradition, if one is offered these kind of precious things, then it is good to accept them. Since on one hand, if one refuses, one will make the one who gives that gift unhappy. And on the other hand, taking these precious things, then they can be used and should be used as well to fulfill the benefit of other beings, do good things with it, as for example taking gold and making such a wonderful stupa.
Tene really tenda wale. Tene dorje tekpa lola tanda jarpo indram bode. Jarpo indram bode nda wale. Sanje che samandu pe wang koro re. Tene yariye kanta so seta ngonta rambo che na so ke zu. Tene tenda wame ne zu dupa java re. Tene Rinpoche Yariye Kanta So Rinpoche Na Toka Zote Tene Dupa Chacho.
And so for example, Muchi said, King Indra Bodhi. So I think the Buddha gave him the empowerment of Dinavankari.
Ah, Guhyasama.
Guhyasamaja. And at that time, Indra Bodhi was able to, in actual fact, I think, create these palaces, divine palaces of the deities with all these riches. Yeah? And offered it.
Then I would say to me, Yakumato Zoto Marijo, Jari Kanta Sarambuchika, Satan was over Zona, then Yakumato Zoto.
Beautiful things, then it is not, that is a way of kind of offering and doing this without creating any attachment.
Then I would mean to take in Dodge to quit Tabi Chevalier. Tabi Chevalier.
And in this way, there are differences as to the views of the followers of the three vehicles, and on the basis of these differences in view, there are also different types of practice.
But
but this explanation here, which is said, was mainly to describe what is to be understood by somebody who has very great desire. And he said, if, for example, in the fashion of the Vajrayana, mentally one creates all these palaces of different deities ordained with all beautiful things, but then one will not, so to speak, fall into the folds of those people, because this is just imagined. Yan Naro Pala Marpa Losaka said Kayo Kantore, and then a young Kunchon chose on the Kinas and Toriavare. Then a Marpa Losa of Puni said Toria Kaleka Vodo Tati said to Lados or Sunday. Then a Naro Pichab Salada to Dota, Dota, Rekanga said the Rose. Then Ravu looks at the carre Nanjur, Nanjurman Negamata, Nanjurpa. Naropa, Setan Sadola Cheba Yoma, Setan Sadola Cheba Mepe, Topala Temple in America. And accomplished Yogi or Yogini then would reach a realization where, so to speak, whether there is, so to speak, something is gold or it is just a stone, would just be dependent on one's vision. And then what you said, or in other words, it would be considered as being the same, not this difference of something being precious and something being unprecious. And there are examples that, for example, the great Yogini Niguma, when she was offered by somebody a large lump of gold, she just threw it into the forest, and that person who offered was very, I mean, he thought this was not exactly what should be done with this, and it was quite, what's the word? He didn't like it, and so she just stamped her foot, and the whole region was golden. And the same is true. The story when Marpa, he went through through sulfate paints to collect gold and then offered it to Naropa, and he just threw it into the forest. And Mapa was quite upset, thinking of all the pain he had gone through to collect this. And Naropa just did something and the whole forest turned golden. So these stories show that for somebody with this kind of realization, then stone and gold is the same thing. And what is seen or what they, so to speak, perceive is just dependent on their own viewpoint.
Then, Yapo in San Bernardo, Sana Yang Chiboyo. I'm just Sana Yang Chiboyo. Then Nando Lara, Leveramata, Mola said and Dola Chibamu.
And also, she says, as far as the essence is concerned, or the true nature, then anyway, there's no difference in between gold and stones. And also, it depends totally upon one's own kind of concept. How to, so to speak, view that. And Rinpoche said, for example, if one puts a heavy golden earring into the ear of a deer, it would just shake its head and wouldn't like it.
Chimbutan.
Yeah, a big one. Then, for human beings to have that dangling in their ear is totally different when you like it. And so it's completely dependent on one's viewpoint, how one views that.
Same thing, 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 same.
And so the bodhisattvas, then on one hand, they have left behind the extreme of existence and are not bound to that because they've given up all attachment to the existence of the self. But then on the other hand, they do not cherish the self anymore, but they cherish all sentient beings and have developed this great love and compassion, which makes them wish not to forsake sentient beings. And with that, by means of this compassion, then they also do not fall into the extreme of seeking a nirvana as do the Savakas and Vatika Buddhas, which would just be peace or an individual one. So they also do not fall into that kind of extreme.
No, don't take by Chambu Sancho, Sambadan, Dami, Dobi Hirachi, Sipat Savaki, and Kovalamine, Ninji Chambu.
And then to put this short, someone, male or female, who is a bodhisattva, then by means of the discriminative wisdom which realizes the non-existence of the self, they have left behind the extreme of existence. They are no longer bound to this extreme. But then on the other hand, since they have developed love and compassion for all sentient beings, they also do not fall into the extreme of a nirvana, which is mere peace. And so being freed from these two extremes, they are beyond the extremes of samsara and nirvana.
Teta lo te sanjo tap tine, tine ten te satin yido, ratin go de tempe tine. Tetar Tetar lo toni topi hirap da tseva ninji chenpo. Lo tse sanchuk ye tap tine di paurata tanu tena tingi sara. Papa kova nyangin damunjo. Papa sanchuk samba nam kova la negamare nyangin len dagamare Shaba so jigla dagamare. Siji ni jin talam nepe sanje jikamu.
And so, having developed these two means which will result in total enlightenment, which are, and having relied on these means, which are the understanding realizing the non-existence of the self, or the understanding realizing as things that really are, and compassionate love, then the noble ones, those who have reached the bodhisattva levels, do not abide in samsara, neither do they abide in a limited nirvana in terms of peace. So they've gone beyond these two extremes by means of these means.
Tobzi Seleje Ton Hebatela Sabje Ni Yabale Tambo Rik Regile Dogba Goni Tembani Karte Sanje Kamina Dogla Jor Majority Nyangin Del and Dabata Tunin Mumba Maban Joyki Sawson.
And so the next two lines, next two verses explain the fourth point or topic, which is the function of the Buddha nature being present, and that is explained in two ways. First, one can say the function is shown by means of the contrary, and that verse is, if the Buddha element were not present, there would be no sorrow and remorse over suffering. There would be no wish for nirvana, no striving and devotion towards his end.
Karse Sindhina Dekin Yimbo Yere, Karse Dekin Yimbo Mina Chung Karimbre, Sindhin Soyang, Kovala, Korva Dongala, Jovar Majorikin, Nyangilin Deba, Tobar de Lo, Mechebe Jung Yere, Lo Jevatan, Tobet Tap Tap Sorbet Dunyer Tang, Tobna Samba Mumbang, Mumba Meba, Mebe Jung Yere.
And so here, one can say the presence of the Buddha nature is proven by showing or stating that, or kind of imagining what would be the case if the Buddha nature or the Buddha element was not present within being. And then, when Muchi said, as a reaction to samsara, there would be no revulsion towards it, there would be no remorse, and there would be no wish to reach freedom from the suffering of samsara and go beyond it, and there would be no kind of thinking, if only I attained this kind of freedom from suffering, and there would also be no willingness to apply the means by which this can be achieved.
Matapa da Dongaja Rangi Mato, the Hinimbo Sanjay to begin the Hinimbo Mina, then a tapa to be Junsi Yomari, Joku be Junsi Yomari, Joba Yankee Mari, Tapa Yank, Tapa to Nichilo Yankee.
So if beings did not have Buddha nature, then they are skandhas, they are elements, and they are ayatanas, would consist of nothing than impermanence and suffering. There would be nothing else, and so then there would not be the slightest reason to have any remorse over suffering, because there couldn't be anything else, and there wouldn't be the slightest reason to have any wish to attain a state which would be beyond this.
Nebe cheba jindu tsorje temba ne se da nyangin de la ti nyangin de la ti dukdi chuyon thongan de riyu le yin kansar te rinmi kala me se ro shi sa
wasa. And so the next with the next verse, then function is explained in terms of that this disposition to Buddhahood that all beings have, or the Buddha nature, has a certain power. And this is shown by means of deduction, and the verse is the fact that with regard to existence and nirvana, their respective fault and quality are seen, that suffering is seen to be the fault of existence and happiness to be the quality of nirvana, stems from the presence of the disposition to Buddhahood. Why is this? In those in whom the disposition is not present, this seeing does not occur. And so here it explains that there are beings who can see that samsara has a fault and that nirvana, on the other hand, has a quality. They can see that samsara has the fault of suffering, and as a consequence, they will develop remorse over this suffering and the wish to free oneself from it. And on the other hand, they can see that nirvana has the quality of peace, and on the basis of this, will develop the wish to attain the state of peace. And since they are beings who have this kind of reaction and can see this fault and quality respectively, this proves that the Buddha nature, or in other words, the disposition to Buddha, is present within beings.
They come to Ryu Ta, Ring Me Ta, La Mese Rosung, but a ring me but a jerger to ring my seba. Rangi Nere, Simji Nela, was a lecheper mina young, Ring Me Ta, La Mese Rukibate, jerger to ring my seba tala, then our yomare. Tankova la Jo Nyande, Tomjo de Loche on the jerger to ring say on it. Then Kova la Jo Conde Jiju.
So this last line which says in those in whom, he literally, it says in those in whom the disposition is not present, this saying does not occur. So that needs some explanation, in that it is impossible. So as if when one speaks of the disposition to Buddhahood, then different kinds are distinguished. And so one is, for example, the disposition which is by nature present or naturally present. And it is impossible that any being does not have this kind of disposition. But then a certain, so to speak, aspect or quality is that one speaks of the unawakened or the awakened disposition. That is the aspect that this power or ability of the disposition is developed or unfolded, and that unfolded aspect can be awakened or unawakened. And here saying beings in whom the disposition is not present refers to beings in whom this second aspect, the disposition which is expanded or developed, is not awakened.
Tene jejo je re yang rangi nerek leteng kere rangi nerek mina rangi nerek dekhi ni bore te mena jejo je re se ge ma ta jejo je re rangi nerek da jejo je re ni te chho dan jang ham che ba na wo chho te chho rangi dang wo ni che ba re te sa bo zu ja pa ti lo nga mo jam na yang che bo cha re chho
And And in order, Rinpoche said, to understand those two, one can say, aspects of disposition to Buddhahood, then this this aspect of disposition which is naturally present within beings, that is actually nothing other than the Buddha nature. And this can be compared to pure water. Then the other aspect, whether the disposition is awakened or unawakened, or whether it is completely unfolded, then that can be likened to the case that water is taken and warmed up and made hot, and sugar being put in, and tea. And then, of course, the nature of the water is the same, but it has become more delicious.
And so,
when there are beings who are not very frightened by samsara and who don't have really a remorse over samsara and do not wish for the attainment of nirvana, this is a sign then that in those beings the naturally present disposition is there, but the aspect that of the disposition that needs to be unfolded is not awakened. Whereas on the contrary, if we are sitting here because we have remorse with the suffering of samsara and we really want to apply the means to attain liberation, if we're sitting here and saying, oh, I want to attain nirvana and liberation, this is a sign that within us this disposition has awakened.
Sorry,
and another example is gold. When one takes pure gold and makes an ornament or a statue, nature is the same, but it has become more beautiful.
The Namja Joinan in Kasang Movitun to Joituni here, the Terrain David Tond and Selected Tony here.
Yes,
I get her.
So now we've
finished
four topics of this tenfold presentation.